Israel's opposition Labor Party has chosen a strong supporter of the peace process to be its new leader. Haifa Mayor Amram Mitzna easily defeated former Defense Minister Benjamin Ben-Eliezer in yesterday's Labor Party primary. The vote signals a return to the left for Labor at a time when polls suggest many Israelis are in a conservative mood. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Mitzna won by a comfortable 54-38 margin, but those numbers belied the fierceness of the campaign. As he visited a polling station yesterday, Mitzna had to struggle to be heard over the shouts of Ben-Eliezer supporters. Unlike many modern politicians who slide toward the center as Election Day approaches, the former Army general stuck to his dovish message. He made comments that were common among labor leaders just a few years ago, but are rarely heard today, such as the need to evacuate Jewish settlements in the Gaza Strip.
I hope that we will have a partner on the other side to come to an agreement between the state of Israel and the future state of Palestine. And if not, we will unilaterally withdraw from places which we don't want to be there, like Gaza Strip and like other places.
Mitzna's campaign is reaching back to the heady days when peace between Israelis and Palestinians seemed within reach. After 2 years of bloody Palestinian attacks and harsh Israeli military operations, most Israelis don't want to hear about former labor leader Ehud Barak's Land for Peace proposal. And they become enraged at the very mention of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Analyst Hirsch Goodman says in this climate, the clarity of Mitzna's positions is startling.
He's the first party leader to say in advance what he's going to do. And he says, I'm going to go to where Barak left off. I don't even mind speaking to Arafat. If I can't move with these people, I'll have to think about unilateral separation, including the removal of settlements. So this is a very brave platform the man's taken, and he's offered Israel a very stark choice.
But Goodman and other analysts agree that such a platform is probably too much for the general Israeli voter to handle right now. Next week, Likud voters will choose between Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and Foreign Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Sharon currently has a solid lead, but polls show that at the moment either man would easily defeat Mitzna. Political science professor Reuven Hazan says a lot could happen between now and January 28th when the general elections are scheduled. But even if Sharon wins as expected, he won't be able to draw Labor into another national unity government because Mitzna has ruled that out.
But if the right wing in Israel does win, then based on the win of Amram Mitzna yesterday, the Labor Party has been thrown further to the left. The right wing will then form a government on its own, not another national unity government. The Labor Party will be destined to the opposition benches. They will have to sit, regroup, redefine their message, and prepare for the elections 4 years down the road.
There's a very real question as to whether Mitzna would even survive that long. Ben-Eliezer, the former labor leader, was tossed out without ever getting the chance to stand for prime minister. Now Mitzna, a newcomer to national politics, must placate the bitter ex-defense minister and woo his supporters. He's already offered Ben-Eliezer the number two spot in the party. Analysts say, as in the past, the Palestinians may also play a role in the outcome. If the coming weeks are marked by more suicide attacks and more dead Israelis, a Likud victory, already likely, would become a virtual certainty. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.